Okay, Tov. Today's daf is daf Hey. In Bamatzias, we learn Parchenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanasun Batzara V'Shivya. May all the captives come home soon, as healthy as possible. We're at the widest line, the wide lines on the on Pehei Amud Aleph, two lines above where the lines get very wide. Two lines above that, about two thirds of the way down on the page. Ikla Rebbe La'asher Reb Tarfon. Rebbe visited the town of Reb Tarfon. Amalehu, he said to them, Reb Tarfon had passed already. Yeshlo ben la'oso tzaddik. Did that tzaddik Reb Tarfon, did he leave a son? Shem Mekeches Banav. He always used to swear, when Reb Tarfon would swear, he would always say, oh, I'm gonna, he'll bury his children if this isn't true. That's how he used to swear. So he says, did he leave a son? Amalo ben en lo, he didn't leave a son. Bas ben bas yeshlo, but he's got a grandson. He has a son of a daughter of his. And what kind of a person is that? B'chol zonah. Again, that same kind of a description of his son who was off the derech, we would say today. Izona, who was hired for $2, sachroso be'arvo b'shmona, would hire him for more. In other words, he wasn't. He went out to Tarvisra. Osiu lekameh. We're at the first of the wide lines now in Pehei. They brought this grandson before this grandson from Tarfon. They brought him before Rebbe. Amalei, if you do tshuva, yevnocha, I'll give you my daughter in marriage. Harabe, he did tshuva. Now some say ikarami, some say nozba begirsha, that he married her, but eventually he divorced her. Ikarami, some say lo nozba, because he didn't marry at all. Kadesh Yoma, people shouldn't say bishvil zeh, that he only did tshuva in order to get married to this girl. So some say he didn't actually marry her. But he did bring him back in tshuva. Again, you see the great Reb Tarfon, the great Baal Chluktah of Reb Kiva. Look what happened. His grandson was out and went out for Tarbas Ra. But let me the Kuli Hai. Why all this? Why? What's the reason why Rebbe went to such an extreme that he went to, to look for Tarfon's children to be makarvim? But let me the Kuli Hai. Why all that? The Omar Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Amila, some say in Rav Kiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Rav Amila, some say in Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omer Yonason, Kol Malamedes Ben Chaver Torah, whoever teaches the son of his fellow Torah, Zoch of Yosha B'Shiv Shamala, he will merit to sit in the academy of heaven. Shneamar says, Im Toshuv, if you bring them back in Tshuva, Vashivcha, and I will seat you, Lefonai Tamid, right? Lefonai, I'll seat you in front of me forever. Kol Malamedes Ben Amoritz Torah, if you teach the son of an Amoritz Torah, Afilu Kadosh Baruch Hu goes Gzeira, even if Rosham has decreed a bad decree, Mavatla, he will void it, he will rescind it, Bishvilo, he will rescind it because of him, Shenemar, Im Totzi Yoker, Mizolo, if you pull out the precious one from the vial, Kefitia, you will be like my mouth. In other words, just like I can rescind a harsh decree, you will be able to also. Amr Parnach Amr Yodasan, Kol Shu Tam Chacham. Whoever is a Tam Chacham, will know Tam Chacham, and whoever is a Tam Chacham, and his son is a Tam Chacham, Ben Ben Tam Chacham, and his grandson is a Tam Chacham. In other words, three generations of Tam Chachamim. Shu Ben Torah Posekes Mizaro. The Torah will never cease from his children forever and ever. La Olam. Shneamar says, Vanias for me, Zos Brisi. This is my covenant with you. If the Torah doesn't leave your mouth, and from your children, of course, we say this every day. Omer Hashem, Hashem said, "Me'ata, from now, Adon will be there forever." My Omer Hashem, what do you mean, Omer Hashem? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arav Lecha, I will guarantee it. B'davar Zeh, my Me'ata v'Adon, what does that mean forever? Yirmiyah Mikan v'Eilach, for afterwards, Torah Machzeres Alachzani. Afterwards, the Torah comes home, comes back to its lodging. So the Mefarshim ask over here, what do you mean? We see many times when there are generations of rabbis in one family, and then some kid is not exactly a rabbi anymore. He's not doing the best thing. So he says, yeah, the Torah comes back to the door, to the house. But if you shut the door in its face, right? If you shut the door in the kid's face, it doesn't come, it doesn't, not necessarily there. I had the, thing from the Chafetz Chaim says this as well as the Kotzker. He says, go somewhere else. The Torah would be there, but if you close the door in its face, it will go somewhere else. And what does that mean? Pirush the Torah's Chaim, Shizeu Kol. This is the Torah that they have there that goes from generation to generation and stays, is the same voice of Torah that was heard at Sinai, where it says Kol Gadol V'Lo Yosof. Like we say, as we say Birchas HaTorah, what do we say? We don't say Nosan HaTorah. We say Nosein HaTorah. Hashem gives it today. Kol Tamid Vatek Osik B'Torah L'Shem Shemayim. Oso Shefa Nachala V'Zocha L'Chadish Chilush HaTorah. In other words, the same Torah that Hashem gave us at Har Sinai, if he continues to learn with Shem Shemayim, like we do here, will be Zocha to Mechadish Chilush HaMekshu B'no Ben B'no T'mir HaChom Shloshim Kayamim. That kol shepa machzor olam kara machzor. In other words, the Torah always returns. Sometimes you close the door in its face; it'll go somewhere else. But if you open the door, it's very easy for the Torah to come back to your home. Rabbi Yosef, Yosef Abon Tanisa, Rabbi Yosef fasted 40 times. Alachsanya, I skipped over. Alachsanya shalot returns to its home, meaning where it was. The three generations of Torah. But Yosef Arbon Tanis, he fasted 40 days by Kruya, and they read for him like in a dream. They read the Pasuk, Lo Yamushu Mepicha. Yosef Arbon Tanis, he fasted another 40 days by Kruya, and they read him in a dream, Lo Yamushu Mepicha Mepizaracha. In other words, after he fasted 40 days, he says, the Torah will never leave you. He fasted another 40 days, and it says they read your children also. Yosef Mea Tanis, or it's Arboim Taniyos Sacheris, or Mem Taniyos Sacheris is the guess, not Mea. They hit the Mem with an abbreviation mark and they listed it as Mea. It's really another 40 Taniyos Machrine, Asbekru, and they read from the whole Pasuk. In other words, it wasn't that he had learned already the Torah and his son and his grandson learned, but because of the 40 Taniyos, he was also Zoka to that. Amar Mikan Va'ilach, afterwards, once you have three generations of Torah, lo tzirichna, you don't need to any more blessings or no more fasting. Torah machzeres al achsanya shalot. The Torah returned to its lodging. Rav Zera, famous Rav Zera, had learned in Babel. Now in Babel, they learned the way we learn the Gemara. Everything is machlokas. They fight with one another to come out with the right thing. And you, if you learn the Gemara Yushalmi is a lot. There's still machlokas in there, but it's a lot less. It's less less of a debating style. So Rav Zera, when he got up to Eretz Yisrael, when he made Aliyah, Yosef Meitan, he fasted a 100 days. The Shtakach Gemara Bavlam, that he should forget and get rid of the way of learning that they did in Babel, and he should be able to to enjoy the Yerushalmi way of learning, the way they learned in Eretz Yisrael, not the way they did in Babel. This is the Mea Tanisa. This was the 100 Tanisim that they said. Or some say maybe this is also 40. But he fasted a lot so that he should forget the way of learning in Babel and accept the way that they learned in Eretz Yisrael. Ki hecha b'lo nitruday, so that it shouldn't trouble him. In other words, that the way of learning that he had learned in Babel, he didn't want that to bother him anymore. So he fasted 40 days and he should forget that way of learning. Doesn't mean the Torah itself that he learned, but the way of learning, and that he should accept the Yerushalmi way. Yosef Me'achmina, he fasted another 100 days or 40 days, whatever the Gersa was. The Lolishko of Rabbi Lezer Bishon is that Rabbi Lezer should not die during his lifetime. The Nafaliyu Melech Tzibur, he wanted to sit and learn. He didn't want to be the administrative head of the yeshiva and of the town, whatever. Rabbi Lezer was handling that, and Rabbi Zera wanted to learn. So he says he hopes Rabbi Lezer will learn and will stay alive his whole during Rabbi Zera's whole lifetime, so that Rabbi Zera should not have to do those administrative duties. The Yosef Meach, when he fasted another 100 days, L'Nishe Be'Nura, the Gehenna, that the fire of Gehenna should never have dominion, should never have power over him. Kotlas and Yamit, every 30 days. In other words, he was a very holy man, Rav Zera, right? First, he prayed that he fasted that he should forget the style of learning of Babel. He fasted that Rav Lezer should not die during his lifetime. And he fasted that the fire of Gehenna should not have power over him. And he checked himself. Kotlas and Yamit, Havi Barak Nesh, every 30 days, he checked himself to see if the Torah that he studied prevented him from. Prevented the fire from having any effect. And what did he do? Sugar through. He fired up the oven. Soliki went in, the Yosef, and he sat in the oven. The fire had no effect on him. He was fireproof. Yomachad, one day, they looked at him. They gave him the evil eye. The chrifus shoke, and his calf got singed. The korale, they called him Katin, the short guy, Chorach Shaka, with the singed calf because he was short. These are things that we just go figure out to understand. He was in such a madrega of the fire of the Torah was so strong that an outside fire couldn't affect him, right? And he said he checked himself in an oven. Well, is that proof for your afterlife? You know, like it's just amazing. Amar Rabbi Yonah Marab. My answer to the pasuk is Mia Ish. Pasuk says in Yirmiya, Mia Ish Achacham. Who was the wise man? The Yavan is that's who understands this. Vasher Diber Pi Hashem Elav, and that the mouth of God has spoken to him. Pi Agida, and tell us Amav Daaretz. Why is the land? Why have we lost the land? So Dover said this. That's what the pasuk says. Dover said Amru Chachamim. The Chacham said that when they said Mia Ish, who is the man who can explain this and understands this? Below Pershuv, they didn't know. Amru Nevi'im, because it says the Nevi'im says Asher Dibir Pi Hashem Elav. That's the Nevi'im. The mouth of God spoke to the Nevi'im. Below Pershuv, the Nevi'im couldn't explain it. Ad Shepir Shekodesh Baruch Hu Atzmo, until Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. Shemar Bayomar Hashem. The next pasuk goes on. Al Azva Mes Torah Si. You know why the land was lost? Because they forsook my Torah Asher Nasati L'Tem that I gave them. Amru Yirah Marav. What do you mean they forsook the Torah? Even if they learned the Torah, Shlo Birchu B'Torah Tchila, they didn't make a bracha. Asher Baruch Hu Banim Kol Mevan Aslan As Torah. So that means that they didn't appreciate the Torah. Yes, they learned it, but they didn't appreciate it as a gift. Shelo barcha b'ter tchila. And that's why they were punished. Amar b'chama, ma'idach siv, b'leiv navan tenua chachma. In the heart of the understanding man, chachma will rest. Will be kerev ksilim tibada. And it will be known among the midst of the fools. What does it mean? B'leiv navan tenua chachma. Chachma will reside or will rest in the heart of the understanding man, said Tamil Chacham, Ben Tamil Chacham. Tamil Chacham, who's the son of a Tamil Chacham, okay, that's in the Lev Navon, in the heart of the understanding one, there will be more Chachma there, meaning in the heart of the father, there will be a Tamil Chacham son. What does that mean? Among the fools, it will be known, said Tamil Chacham, Ben Amaretz. That's Tamil Chacham, who's the son of Amaretz, meaning that if he comes from a family of Amaratzim and he becomes Tamil Chacham, he's well known. It'll be obvious, you know, it'll stand out. Amrullah Hainar Amshi, this is a proof to the saying, Astira Belizin, if you have a rock, you have pebble in a bottle, Kish Kishkar, it makes a knocking noise, you hear it, right? But if it's a full bottle of rocks, you don't hear it. That means to say that in a family of Amaratzim, if you have a Tamil Chacham, he stands out and you hear him. Amrullah Rabbi Yirmiyah of Zerah. My Siv, it says, Katol Begadosh, I'm referring to Olam Abba. It says there will be small and large there, small and big. Who? Be'evet Chavshi Be'adonav. And the slave will be free from his master. Though we know that whether people are small or people are big, whether it means physically or in learning, everybody can, whether you're small in learning or great in learning, everybody could be there. Shamu, whoever humbles himself, makes himself small, he will be great in the next world. In other words, he doesn't seek honor and fame out of it. He does it, makes himself a very Torah Bel Mazai, makes him small for the purpose of being a Marvitz Torah. He will be great next world. Makes himself like a servant on Divrei Torah Bel Mazai in this world. He will be free in the next world. We're the first of the wide lines on Pehei Amid Beis. We found this by many rabbis. Reish Lakish did this. In those days, they didn't have organized cemeteries, and people were buried all over the place, like they do in rural areas, even today throughout the world, right? People are buried in their backyard or whatever. And Rish Lakish went to make markers. They didn't have gravestones. People just buried them, and that was it. They buried them in the backyard or whatever. So he went to mark the caves and the burial places of the rabbis. Why did he do that? So that these rabbis who were now gone would not stumble because of them. Not stumble literally, but stumble that they wouldn't become tamei because of these rabbis. So he didn't want the rabbis to cause the kohanim to become impure, to be defiled. So Reish Lakish went and marked the graves or the caves wherever they were buried. He would mark them so that the kohanim should not become tamei. He matal marasud Rav Chiya, when he came to the cave of Chiya, he couldn't find it. He couldn't find it. He knew it was around there, but he couldn't find it. Chalash daito. He became distressed. Amar, Rabban Shalom, lo pilpalti Torah kamoso. Did I not debate and analyze the Torah like him? Like why, Reish Lakish says, why can't I, be zocha to find Rav Chiya's kever, so to speak, like I'm not zocha to find it? Yes, the baskol, the Amar baskol came out, a heavenly voice came out from Amar lo. Torah kamoso pilpalti, you're right. You have analyzed the Torah like him. You debated it. Torah kamoso levasa, but you didn't spread Torah like him. You weren't Marvitz Torah like Rav Chiya. Kevin mentioned Rav Chanina, Rav Chiya. When Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya were debating one another, Amalei Rav Chanina, Rav Chiya, Rav Chanina says Rav Chiya, Hadididi commences. You're fighting with me. You're arguing with me. Chas v'chalila in mishtachet Torah Yisrael. If the Torah would be forgotten from Bnei Yisrael, mahadron lebnei papula, I could bring it back. I could return the whole Torah. I can recover it, like a backup. I can, from my pilpul alone, can recover the entire Torah. So he retorted, Rav Chanina, you're fighting with me. The Avila, I did the Torah. Not you're saying if the Torah would be forgotten, through my pilpul, I could recover the whole thing. He says, no, you're fighting with me. I've already done it. I've already done, taken action so the Torah should not be forgotten from Bnei Israel. What have I done, Israel? Famous story. What did he do? My dinner. What did I do? Asil nevishari kisna. Right? I've already done that, so to speak. I think that's what he's saying. Right? He convinces the Abdi Torah. I've already done that. What did he do? Azilna, I went. Vishadina kisna. I went and I planted some flax seeds. Right? The Gadilna, and with the flax, Gadilna Nishbi, I formed traps, nets and traps for animals. Vishadina tavavi, and I trapped deer, kosher animals. Machilna basrayu, he asked me. I shechted the deer. I gave the meat of the deer to Yisomim. That's what I did. Good deed. Barichna Megilsa. And with their hides, I made parchment. Right? I wrote down the five books of Torah. The Selikta Lamas, and I went to a city that had no rabbis there, no teachers. Umakrina Chamishinukur. And I read the five books of the Torah that I wrote, the five scrolls. I gave them to five different kids. I made them, you know, memorize it and read it. And the six darim of Mishnah, he doesn't say he wrote those down, right? They didn't write down the Mishnah yet. And the six orders of the Mishnah, I taught them to six other children. And I told them, until I come back to you, Akuradari, teach one another all of these, the Chamisha Chamshe Torah and the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Akuradari, read the Torah to one another, the five books. Asnodari, and teach one another the Mishnahs. And I cause the Torah not to be forgotten because I spread the Torah this way. This is what Rebbe said. This fits in what Rebbe said. How great is what Rav Chiya has done, because he's basically enabled through his own action that all of the, that all the, that the Torah and the Mishnah should not be forgotten. So Rabbi Yossi, said to Rebbe, Afilu Mimar, are you saying that Rav Chiya's actions are greater even than you yourself, Rebbe? And you're the editor of the Mishnah. Amalei, Ain, Afilu, yes, that's true, even greater than me. Afilu Me'abba, even more than my father, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel was the son of Rabbi Yossi, presumably that's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the Stam Rabbi Yossi. Afilu Me'abba, Amalei Chas V'Chalila, lo take those Yisrael. We always paskin like Rabbi Yossi, when it's Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Ramei, Rabbi Yudah, go like Rabbi Yossi, Chas V'Chalila, don't say such a thing that he's greater than Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Zeira said as follows, Emesh, last night, nearly Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi Mechlafta, maybe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is the son of Rabbi Yossi Mechanina. But anyway, he says, appeared to me Rabbi Yossi Mechanina. Amarti lo, Eitzel Mia Tatakua. Now, the Rabbi Yossi Mechanina had already passed. And he said, yes, and appeared to me a dream. I said, who do you sit with up in heaven? Who are you with? Amar lo, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan. Near Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzel Mia, who is Rabbi Yochanan? Sit next to Eitzel Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, Eitzel Mia, who is Rabbi Yanai? Sit next to Eitzel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, Eitzel Mia, who is Rabbi Chanina? Sit next to Rabbi Chia. These are the two people, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia, that we just said. When they argued with one another, Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya, he says, Rav Chanina is Rav Chanina bar Chama, says Rashi. And he argued with Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya did these great things. So Rav Chanina sat next to Rav Chiya. Amati lo, Rav Yochanan, eitz Rav Chiya lo. Why could you say, you sit next to Rav Yochanan, you, Rav Yosef and Rav Chanina, sit next to Rav Yochanan, and they're far further removed all the way up to Rav Chiya. Rav Yochanan cannot sit next to Rav Chiya. Lo, Amali, ba'asar, in an area, in a place, the Zekika Nura, where there are fiery sparks, the urin, the asha, and flaming tongues, man ma'ayo bar naflat man, who's going to bring the son of the smith? The Rabbi Yochanan was known as Rabbi Yochanan bar Nafcha, right? The son of the smith. Who's going to bring the son of a smith to a place where there's, you know, all these fiery flames and flaming tongues? Amar Rav Chaviva. Yishtoyli Rav Chaviva bar Sumki. He said, this is a different Rav Chaviva told me, Rav Chaviva bar Sumki told me, I saw a rabbi who Eliyahu used to visit him often. I saw him in the morning, Avu Shapiron, he looked fine. Avu Shapiron, and his eyes looked fine. He looked 100%. L'urta, in the evening, Damin kinamiklim benura. His eyes looked like they had been burnt in fire, like all reddish. And Amile, my high, what happened over here? I met this guy that Eliyahu used to visit, and in the morning he looked fine. Then I saw him in the evening, he looked like his eyes were all red, like he had been burnt. Amile Eliyahu, I said to Eliyahu, Achmed Rabbanan, show me the rabbis, Kisakim Masifta the Rakir, as they go up to the Heavenly Academy. Show me, can you show me what they look like? They're going up there. Amile, Bakulu Matsasas the Kulibu, you can look at all of them. The Barmiwa Meguharka Tarfia. Except for Rav Chiya. We're talking about the greatness of Rav Chiya here, except for the carriage, the litter of Rav Chiya as they took him up to heaven. Don't talk about, you can't see that. My Sim and I, how can you tell which are the others versus his? He says, Bakulu Azni Malachi, with all the litters that take up the rabbis, Azni Malachi, Kisalki, Venachsi. The Malachim accompany the rabbis when they go up, and then when they bring the carriage back down, you could see them. The Barmi Guharkat Rav Chiya, I guess this was like he's re-looking at the video or something, right? Because these rabbis had died at different times. He says you could see all of them except for the litter or the carriage of Rav Chiya, the Benafshi Solik Benachas. It goes up and down by himself. In other words, it's not accompanied by angels. But I couldn't control myself. It's not me, but I looked at Rav Chiya's also. He said, look at all of them. You'll be able to see all of them. But don't look at Rav Chiya's. I couldn't hold myself back and look at Rav Chiya's. Also, Trey Butiti Dinara, two streams of fire came. Umachu and smit this guy, Lahu Gabra. Bismillah, knocked out his eye, knocked out one eye. Lamachar Osli says, so this guy's telling this whole story. Rav Chaviv is telling that Rav Rikki said that he saw a rabbi who was singed, and he told me the story, what happened to him. That he asked Elio to show him the rabbis as they go up and from heaven. And he showed him, he said, don't look at Rav Chiya's, because you could tell he could tell us his, because there's no angels accompanying him. And when he looked at it, his eye got blinded. The next day, Lamachar, this guy whose eye was blinded, also Ishtat Chamarosa, and he prostrated himself on the kever or the cave of Rav Chiya. He says, Amina Masnisa Damar Masnina. I told him, I've learned all your Mishnahs. And this is how I was treated, because I looked at your carriage, Bitsoy, and he was healed. He was healed, but still there was some remnant of reddish in his eyes. He was healed from the blindness, but there was some reddish, as Tosis points out. The Shadina Yenikr, or he told him the story maybe later, Inami Lachasman Soperlokach, or afterwards he told him about that, he told him about that story. In any case, there was some rem there, or Achazman Soper, like it was told him about this with that. In other words, he had seen him maybe originally with the bad eye, and then he told the story later on. Elio Avishchich Masifta to Rebbe. Elio used to visit the yeshiva of Rebbe. He would come to listen to the shiur. Yom Chai one day, Reishach, it was Rosh Chodesh. Nogale Veloasa. They waited for Elio to come. They didn't want to start the shiur till he came. And they waited, and he didn't come. Amalei. When he finally showed up, they said that you maybe showed up the next day. My time in Ugly Mar, what kept you away? Why didn't you come? Amalei Arukimna, until I woke up Avram Avinu, Umashini, and I washed his hands, Umatsli, and he davened, Umagnili, I put him back to rest. It took him a long time. I had to wake up Avram, wash his hands, he davened, then I put him back to rest. V'cheinli Yitzchak, v'cheinli Yaakov. And I had to do the same thing for Yitzchak and for Yaakov. That's what Eliyahu did. So he says, I was busy with them. So the Gemara says, look, Minabadi Dadi, why couldn't he wake them all at the same time? Like they did in yeshiva. The guy came around, it was called the Vekar. He woke everybody up. So why couldn't he wake them up at the same time? Sabri Tak Rachme, if they all daven together, their supplications would be so strong, they would bring Mashiach. If Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all daven at the same time, they would bring Mashiach too early, before its time. Amalei Yeshik Masim Balam Azez, or anybody like that in this world? That that they have such strong powers of tefillah. Amalei Ika Rav Chiya Ubana. So Elio told him, right? Elio told Rebbe, it's Rav Chiya and his sons. They were great tzaddikim. Gozer Rabbi Tane. So Rebbe was Gozer Tanis. Whatever reason was, there was no rain or whatever. Achsin Rav Chiya Ubana, and they set up Rav Chiya and his sons to daven. Achsin means he lowered them down. They went down because in those days the Baal Tefillah was not standing high up. But he was below, as it says, Mimam Akim Krasich Hashem, like you have it in Prague, in the in the famous shul, right? In the famous shul in Prague, they have the, pardon? Nahal Noya Shul, right? They also, they, even today, the Shliach Tzibur goes, it's like a step down. I remember we davened there once when David Hauser, he was saying Kaddish then, he davened for the Yomah there. So he went down there. A similar Shia, now, what, they set him up. Now, usually it's one Shliach Tzibur. You don't send up a whole choir, but on a Tinus they do. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu be made Moshe Kvedim, but Aaron Bechur, Tom Kubiyotah, all three of them. So all three of them went. Amar Mashiv Haruach. And when they said Mashiv Haruach, Nash Bazika, the wind blew. And then it says, Amar Mordech Hashem, Basamitra. And the rain came. In other words, their prayers were so powerful that whatever they prayed for happened. Kimat Lameh Mechayim Esim, they were about to say Mechayim Esim. And then there would have been Chiyas Amesim. Ragash Amma, the world shook. Amar Berekia, and they said in the heaven, Mangali Razi Ba'alma, who has revealed our secret in this world? Amar, they said, Elio, it was Elio who told Rebbe this story, that the Rebbe and the sons were like that. Asil, they brought Elio, Machu, they smote him, Shisin Pulsenur, with 60 fiery lashes, right? The fiery lashes, the Pulsenur. Also, so then Elio came, Idmilu, he appeared to them, Kuduban, they are like a fiery bear. Oh, but I, he went among them, Rav Chiya and his sons, Vetardinu, and he scattered them. In other words, he made them stop saying Mechai Mason. Tosfos asks, what do you mean? You say Mechai Mason before Mashiach Baruch. How do we say? Ataki Borla Mashem, Mechai Mason Matarav Hoshia, then Mashiach Baruch Amar Gosha. So Tosfos says, well, Mechai Mason only works, the Chesimus only going to come via the dew, like Marud Atal in the dew. And also the main thing is when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechai Mason, Vechatima, not the first words. In any case, that's what happened. Shmuel, another story about a great rabbi, Shmuel Yarchinon. Now we know Shmuel was not called Rav Shmuel, it was just Shmuel, right? He never really had smicha. We always learned he didn't have smicha because he lived in Babel where they weren't the samachim. Here the story tells a little bit more than that. Shmuel Yarchinon, he was an astronomer. Shmuel was the astronomer. Asiye de Rebbe, he was the healer, the doctor, the physician of Rebbe. What happened? Chalash Rabbeinu, Rebbe had a disease in his eyes. Can I put an elixir in your eyes? I'll put some a liquid, you know, drops in your eyes. No, I can't handle it. I don't want any liquid in my eyes. Ashul Meshe, I'll put an ointment in your eyes. No, I don't want anything directly in my eyes. I mean, most of lay, so when he put a begufsa the samen, he put like a container, a hollow container of with the medicine in there, to say basically underneath his head, underneath his bed, near his head, it's in his head. Probably the smell, the odor, and the man, whatever the chemicals, pardon, the vapors went up and that healed him. Having with star Rebbe the Mizpachet, Rebbe was so grateful to Shmuel for healing him, and he also recognized Shmuel's erudition, and he wanted to give him smicha. Apparently, Shmuel visited maybe in Eretz Yisroel. Could give smicha, but lav mistaya milsa. It didn't work out. Either the assembly of rabbis wasn't there to give smicha, or they didn't have the piece of paper where they write, you know, smicha, whatever, or they didn't have time. He couldn't give a smicha. Amalei, Shmuel said to Rebbe, don't worry. Lo litzar mar. Don't worry you couldn't give a smicha, because I wasn't destined to get smicha. L'di chazali sifra d'Adam Rishon, I saw the sefer of Adam Rishon, not the sefer of Razi Alamach, means the sefer that Hashem showed Adam Rishon, that showed all the generations, all the generations are going to, that the world's going to exist. It says, Shmuel Yarchon, it says, about me, it says, Shmuel, the astronomer, Chachim Yiskar, who will be called the wise, a sage, Rebbe Lo Miskar, he's not going to be called the Rebbe. V'asu the Rebbe, al yada, and the healing of Rebbe, Rebbe's recovery will come through him, to hate, will al yada, it should be through him. And it was already written, it was predestined that I was going to heal Rebbe. And it also says on that sefer, Rebbe Rav Nosson Sof Mishnah. Rebbe, who was the editor of the Mishnah, they were end of the Mishnayos. He was the one who edited them, put them all together. Until that time, people would just say different things. They weren't organized in Masechtos and Storim. Rav Ashi Ravina Sof Arua, they were the end of Arua, meaning the Gemara was done by Rav Ashi and Ravina. Some of the pasuk that indicates this is Ad Avo El Mikdashay Kale, until I come to the Mikdashay Kale. That's like Rav Ashi is like Mikdashay Kale. Avina Achrisam, I will understand their end. That is like, Avina is like the words Ravina. Avina is like Ravina. It's a hint in that pasuk indicating that Rav Ashi and Ravina will be the ones who edited the Gemara. Amar Rav Chana, Ishtoili Rav Chama Bar Barsi de Chasa. Rav Chama, the grandson of Chasa, told me the following story. Rav Rachmeini, Rabbi Rahmani, this is the famous Rabbah. Rabbah, who was the teacher? We have Rabbah throughout the whole Gemara. You know, Amar Rabbah, Amar Rabbah, right? Rabbah and Abaye were Tamidim of Rabbah. Rabbi Rahmani, Agav Shmada Nachnavshe. He died really through the government's persecution. What happened? Achlu Beikurtza Beimalka. They ratted on him to the king. Amru, Echacha Ikaka Adgava. There is a man. Among the Jews, right? We're always bad mouthed among the Jews. Nothing has changed in thousands of years. The Kamavatal Tracer, Alfe Gavri Yisrael, who because of him, 12,000 men in Israel, Yarcha their Mavatal, meaning they don't pay, don't pay their taxes. Yarcha Bekaitan, 1 month in the summer, Yarcha Bekaitan, 1 month in the winter time. Mikargi the Malka, he's Mavatal them, he voids them. Meaning he abandons, he caused them to abandon paying their taxes. 1 month, so to speak, in the summer before Pesach, when they learn Hilchos Pesach, and 1 month before Sukkos, so in the Stav or the fall, so they don't pay their taxes. They're not home. When the tax collector comes, they're not home. They're all learning about the halachas of Pesach and Sukkos. So they say, so because of him, we've lost all this money. There's a shortfall in our taxes, in our tax collection because of him. Shadr Piskinamaka, they sent a messenger, Basrei, to arrest Rabbah, to go find him and arrest him. Vashke couldn't find him. All right, so he escaped. He lived in Pumpadisa, that's where he was Rosh Hashiva. But also made Pumpadisa lak, he went from city to city nearby. He went from Pumpadisa to Akra, me Akra la Agma, me Agma la Shchin, Mishchin la Srifa, Srifa la Eina Damim la Pumpadisa. He came, as he went, right, he went, escaped from one place to another every night in a different place. And then he finally returned to Pumpadisa. But Pumpadisa Ashkre. Now, this messenger of the king, this call him the police officer, whatever, found him in Pumbedisa. What happened? Ikla Pristika de Malka, Lahush Biza de Rabba. He happened to come to the same inn. I guess they didn't have a lot of inns. And where he stayed in Pumbedisa, he didn't stay at his house because his house he would be easily found. He stayed in there. And the messenger of the king came to the same inn. Prebu Tachakame, when he came to the inn, this messenger of the king, this policeman, they brought him a tray of to drink. You know, cups of drink, bashku, trekos. They gave him two drinks of let's say wine. But they removed the tray. In other words, after he took two cups, removed the tray. Because of that, the demons, the shadim, when you do things in doubles and pairs, that's when they take an effect. So because of that, his head turned around. His whole head turned around because he had two cups. Amule, they said to Rabbah, who was also there, my navale, what are we going to do? This is the Gavra Malku, he's a king, he's a messenger of the king. We can't allow this, like we're going to be held responsible for what he's done. Amalu, so Rabbah says, I'll tell you what you do. Pray with Tachalakim, bring back the tray of drinks before him. Now give him a third cup, because now it'll be an odd cup. And take away the tray right away. Don't let him have a pair. Don't let him have two. So this way he will have had three drinks. But let's say he'll recover. That's what they did. It's in Taka recovered because of three. Amar. And then he said, after he recovered, he goes, Mediona the Gavra, the Kabina Hacho. I know that the guy I'm looking for is here. I know that, right? He knew maybe because he performed a miracle for him, whatever. He knew that the guy is here, right? He knew that. So I know he's here. Bachish Abasrei, he looked for him. Ashkan, he found him. Amr, he said, listen, maybe because he had healed him because of that, maybe he said, listen, Azilnameha, I'm going to leave now. Imikto kot lule, alo Gavra, if they kill me, lo Megil, I'm not going to reveal where you were. In other words, even though I found you, I'm not going to tell anybody if they kill me. Be nugged, but if they torture me, again, I won't be able to withstand torture, so I may have to reveal it. So asula kame, and so therefore, I if you come out, I won't rat on you unless they torture me. Asula kame, they brought Rabbah out before him. Ila druna, they put him in a cell in a room at Tarkei Labav, and they locked the door behind Mante. They locked him in a room. Boy rachme, Rabbah prayed. Parakashisa, the wall fell down because he prayed automatically. The wall fell down that was holding him in. Arik, and he was able to run away. I guess the outside wall fell down. He was able to run away. Bozalak, when he came to a swamp, Abiyosef Agirdadul, he was sitting on a tree stump there, Bakugoras, and he was learning. Kamiflagim and Masifta, at that time in the Masifta Rakia, in the Heavenly Academy, they were arguing about the following shal. The Pasuk says, in Baharas Kodos, when it comes to in the goyim, when it comes to a like leprosy, it says if the bright spot precedes the white hair that grew out of it, tell me that's what the pasuk says. It says im seor lavon kodem leberes, if the white hair precedes the bright spot, tor. What about a suffix? What happens if you're not sure which one preceded? What do you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruled that he's Torah. But Kulam Masifta, all the other rabbis there, Kulam Masifta, all the academy up there said, Tamei, said the Amri, they said, Ma Nochach, who is going to decide the matter? We have machlokas between Hashem. Remember, the Torah was given to Bnei Adam. Hashem can't decide it afterwards. He had one opinion. The everybody else had another opinion. Who is going to decide for us? Nochach, Rabbi Nachman. Let Rabbi Nachmani decide this issue. Rabbi Nachmani said about himself, Ani Yochad Ben Gon. I'm the preeminent scholar when it comes to Nagam. Ani Yochad Ben Gon, the same thing when it comes to tents, the rules of tents. These are very complicated Masechtas, Nagam and Alos, the rules. So he's an expert. Let's bring him up. So they wanted to bring, they wanted him to bring up that, bring him up to heaven. Shadu Shlicha Basra. They sent a Shliach, like a Malach, to bring Rabbah. The Malach Mavis couldn't kill him. He's the Malach Mavis, the one who brings him up to heaven, right? Couldn't kill him. Because he's never stopped learning, like we have by David HaMelech, the same story, right? Similar stories we have by several rabbis. He didn't stop learning. What did they do? The wind blew. The Avish Beinish Kani, and the bushes started to rustle. When Rabba heard the bushes rustling, he thought it was a band of the horsemen, the king's posse had come to reach him. Omar, he said, Tenech nafshi, I'd rather die, I'd rather die than be given over into the hands of the king and torture me. So it's, he sort of said, he allowed the Malchamavus to take him. When, as he died, Omar, he said, he paskin for them, tohor, right? The question was, if you're not sure if the white hair preceded the Baharis or not, paskin tohor, yatsa, Amr tohor, tohor, yatsa Basko went out and said, Amr, ashrecha rabba bar nachmeni, are you happy, are you rachmeni, shigufach tohor, your body is tohor, yatsa nishmaskin tohor, and your mouth left with the words tohor. Nafal piskin merakiyat v'merakiyat, v'merakiyat, as we said, was Rabba's town, and a pitka, a note fell down from heaven there, and it said, "Rabbah Nachmani nisbakish b'yeshiva shemal." If you're looking for Rabbah, he was sought out in the yeshiva shemal, and as we brought him upstairs, nafka by Rabbah, but kulav on all his students, Abayim Rabbah were students, and all the rabbis lasukave to bury him. Laviyada duchte, they didn't know where he was. Azul agma, they went to a swamp. Chazut safra the metali v'kaimei, they saw birds just shadowing over that area. Amri shmamino hasamu. They must be that it was over there, from there that he went up to heaven. Sabdu tlasi yamei. They eulogized him for 3 days. For 3 days, 3 nights. Up a pitka, and now another petta came down from heaven. Because it's called a parish. Whoever stops now, yehidiniti, will be put in chayram. Sabdu shiva yamei. They eulogized him for 7 days. Nafal pitka, and now a petka came out. Says lachula batechem. Go to your house. Go to your house. Lish shalom in peace, as you say. As you say to people who are alive, you want more, you say, L'chud b'eskim l'sham, you can go, inshallah. Uyom l'nachshay, that day that he died, Dalia Zafa, a big hurricane came, and carried an Arab, Kirach Abraham, as he was riding a camel, a high geese on our papa, a hurricane came and took him, maybe with the camel, without the camel, from one side of the river, Papa, to the other side. Amalei, what's going on? Amalei, nach nafshi to Rabbi Nachmani, he died. Amalei, from Rabban Shalom, he said, the Stai said, Kul yam di dachot, the whole world is yours, but Rabbi Nachmani is yours. The Rabba, 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 afsa, so the wind abated. The wind abated at that point. Rav Shimon Chalafta, another story that he says about the wind and the rabbi, Rav Shimon Chalafta was a very heavy man. One day he was sitting, it was very hot. He was sitting on a boulder of the mountain. He said to his daughter, Biti, fan for me. Take a fan and fan me. So I should, I will give you bundles of spikenard as a reward. At that point, the wind blew. He didn't need the fan now. The wind blew. How many bundles of spikenard do we owe the Rabbanu Shalom, to your ruler, Lebalav Shalruch, to the owner of this ruach. So that ends this piece, and tomorrow we'll pick it up from the two dots of Mirtz Hashem, and hopefully get in a little bit into Shabbos and Daf as well. Have a good day, everybody. Kol Tov.